Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 78, Gathering. There is a woman that is nowhere. That is because she doesn't exist. She doesn't quite understand that. She also cannot understand what she is watching. But Eleni still watches. She is watching a man. She is watching a fellow warrior who should be dead. There are so many possibilities, but 99% resulted in his death. She saw the explosion. She just does not understand how Barrier can be alive. She saw him die. But there he is. He is on a ship being chased by the Dark Horsemen. The ship is not powerful, but it is faster than any ordinary ship. It is some sort of transport ship, but no matter how fast it is being caught up to. Eleni is bombarded with guilt as she watches. It was so tragic. It was so crazy. And it was, ultimately, her fault. She felt the guilt. She felt the horror. She could not look then. Her thoughts were so tortured. But now, she is surprised. And deep down, she is happy. She is so happy that it doesn't matter how he survived. But she decides to take a look. She focuses her attention to see. She looks as hard as she can. It is not easy, but still she looks. Still she focuses. She finds herself in a medical room. She sees Barrier awaken from a medical bed. Barrier's friend Carol is there. Barrier doesn't see Carol at first, as he is lost in his own musings of how to get to Michael. Finally, Barrier sees her, and they begin talking. Eleni can feel that Carol is hiding something. She has betrayed Barrier somehow. There is something there. Eleni begins to look around the room. It is a medical room. Eleni is a warrior, so she does not understand much of what she is seeing. She does not really recognize anything, but she can tell that things seem vaguely familiar to what she had seen before. She tries to think hard. As a warrior, she has been to the medical facilities of her home a few times. But that was different from what she is seeing here. Her thoughts are interrupted by a beeping noise. She again focuses on Carol and Barrier. She can see that Carol is a bit worried as she heads out the door. Carol is headed to a meeting. Eleni knows what is soon to come. She will witness the death of Barrier. But Barrier is not dead. But still, she hesitates to keep looking. Meanwhile, on a planet in the heart of darkness, Michael sits next to a slowly reviving summoner. As the summoner awakens, he sees that Michael is staring at him. He watches what seems to be slow motion as Michael forms a question. Blue ants? What is the blue ant queen? The summoner finds himself unable to answer. He feels that he isn't quite back in his own body. The darkness seems to somehow be blocking that. Can you hear me? The summoner nods yes. Michael stands and looks at the summoner. Can you understand me? The summoner again nods yes. Can you speak? The summoner nods no. Kelly is here. We have to go protect her. The summoner nods no. What? Why? A doorway opens, and from the doorway emerges Kelly.
Because that really isn't me. It's a reconstruction of myself, using a self-sustained hologram.
What does that mean?
It means that I am here.
Michael's eyes brighten, and he runs to Kelly and picks her up, twirling her around. The summoner watches and smiles. You do not have a dark one in you?
No, I do not.
And there is a doorway machine? It is functioning in this dark place?
Yes.
There's a splashing sound as the dark one of the lake goes back into it. And it would appear that no one or the dark ones cannot see us.
Yes, again.
Michael's eyes shine with wonderment and disbelief. I must be dreaming or hallucinating.
It's a long story.
I don't care about long stories. I care about you. He kisses her. She does not resist. In fact, she returns the passion. I still love you. I don't care if you still do not. I can't lose you ever again.
I feel the same.
Now I know I'm dreaming. The summoner stands and falls. He is still weak from the prolonged shine. Kelly and Michael run over to him.
We've got to get him to the ship.
Back with Eleni. Eleni watches the horsemen get closer to the transport ship. The tiny transport ship is losing speed, and it is losing speed at a faster and faster pace. This is because the Dark Ones are not only getting closer, but they are also being joined by more of the Dark Ones that have survived the explosion on the planet. The ship seems to go dark as the engines go off, and it seems to move forward only on momentum. The horses do not catch up to the ship, though. The ship seemingly just disappears. It is swallowed by a ship that is cloaked. It is a ship that is filled with weapons and even carries a biogenetic temporal bomb. It powers its weapons and fires. It uses something new, though. It is a Desi gun that has been adapted to a ship. It fires. Boom! The shot is amazing. The dark forces scatter, but it does not wipe them out. There are survivors. The ship turns and runs. The forces again gather, and the ship again fires. Boom! Again, the dark forces are scattered, and again they begin to gather. The ship notices the gathering, The firing of the gun takes so much power that the ship can only fire it once more. They decide to do just that. Boom! Not many survive this time, and so the large ship escapes. Eleni cheers as she watches the events. She is so happy that she again peeks at what happened to Barrier. She finds herself back in the medical room. She watches as a panicked Carol returns to the room. The Dark Ones are attacking. The room is filling with dark mists. Everything is so hectic, but Eleni feels separated from the action. She cannot take her eyes off the room. Then she notes the medicine that was given to Barrier. One of the medicines is called Evicma. In the language of the known Reba, it means the gathering, with the connotation of light. 10, 9, 8. Eleni kind of jumps when she hears the robotic sounding voice of the computer that begins to count down till the explosion of the facility. But almost immediately after the sound, her attention is again focused on the word Evicma. 7, 6, 5. She has seen this word before. As she stares, she hears the shine of Barrier get brighter and brighter, fighting the drain of the Dark Ones as he tries to block the door. 4, 3, 2. The blue of Barrier's light shines on Eleni's face as she continuously reads the word. 1. Boom! The blast occurs, and Eleni remembers. She is shocked as she looks and sees the wide eyes of Barrier shooting past her, imprisoned in light. He is shot out like a bullet. Evicma. The word was from Dr. Ibrahim's lab. Dr. Ibrahim was a known Reban scientist. The lab was the one he was doing experiments on the warriors. He was trying to enhance the warriors. The medicine resulting from his experiments was called Evicma. It was being tested to enhance the power of the warriors. Carol and her group were testing it on Barrier. So Barrier does escape, shot out to who knows where, and then rescued by one of the transport ships. Now she understands. Next time, the first great general.